head of Australia's human rights watchdog, remains defiant today despite another attack on her by the federal government. The government has taken umbrage at Gillian Triggs' more recent comments about Australia's policy on asylum seekers and Indonesia's refusal to negotiate over the death penalty. Yesterday, the Immigration Minister Peter Dutton and the Attorney General George Brandis labelled comments by Gillian Triggs as a poorly informed, foolish, offensive, outrageous slur and demanded an apology from her. But before an audience of human rights lawyers in Melbourne last night, Professor Triggs did not step back from her comments. Instead, she set her sights on laws which she says go too far, harming democracy and civil liberties. Our reporter Simon Lauder went along to the gathering, which began with some lampooning of the situation.
Yes, it's the night of nights for those who spend their days defending human rights.
The latest dispute between the President of the Human Rights Commission and the Abbott government was rich fodder for the MC, Casey Bonetto.
'Cause if George Brandis shows to beat up Gillian Triggs and they start trading blows.
The gathering of human rights lawyers was a refuge for the keynote speaker.
It's been another of those days, and I'm so pleased to be in the company of friends tonight.
Showing defiance in the face of furor, Professor Triggs set her sights on the lack of parliamentary restraint in Australia.
Supremacy of the law over the sovereign, or in today's parlance, executive government, is under threat in our democracy.
Professor Triggs accuses successive parliaments of introducing laws that diminish democratic rights and expand executive power. She singles out the federal government's plan to strip citizenship from foreign fighters.
The overreach of executive power is clear in the yet-to-be-defined proposal that those accused of being jihadists fighting against Australian interests will be stripped of their citizenship if they're potentially dual citizens.
She says counter-terrorism laws were passed with unseemly haste, including the Foreign Fighters Act.
Freedom of movement is threatened by the same act.
The human rights chief also criticises data retention laws, a recent bill giving detention centre guards powers of enforcement, and the indefinite detention of some asylum seekers. It's a bold speech, considering what the Immigration Minister Peter Dutton had been demanding only hours earlier.
Professor Triggs needs to front the cameras today to retract this outrageous slur.
These are the comments that so outraged the government, recorded earlier this week.
Have we thought about what the consequences are of pushing people back to our neighbours, Indonesia? Is it any wonder that Indonesia will not engage with us on other issues that we care about, like the death penalty?
Professor Triggs has only addressed that dispute in writing so far, with a statement saying her remarks were misreported and stressing that she did not refer to the executed Australians Andrew Chan and Muran Sukumaran. She has support from the President of the Court of Appeal of Victoria, Justice Chris Maxwell, who calls the attack on Professor Triggs despicable.
Tonight, we have been privileged to have amongst us one of our foremost warriors. As we have been pleased to see, Gillian, you might be bloodied, but you are certainly unbowed.
That's the President of the Court of Appeal of Victoria, Justice Chris Maxwell, ending that report from Simon Lauder.